It's time for the Douglas County Real Estate Update from Oregon Life Homes on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Every week we look at the world of real estate. Shane Mast is on. Shane, good morning.
Good morning. Lots and lots of stuff happening right now.
Yeah, definitely. So tell us what we need to know in the world of real estate.
All right, a couple topics we might be able to hit today. Obviously, the end of the month, October stats are out. Very interesting there. There was a lawsuit that NAR and some other real estate companies were in Missouri that we could talk about. We also have Veterans Day coming up. I wanted to just briefly touch on that before we end. Obviously interest rates. I mean, interest rates is like the third story this week. It's not even in the top three or top two.
Yeah, there's definitely a lot going on. Where do you want to start?
Let's just start with October. Let's start with local. October, Douglas County stats, how are we looking? It's interesting. There were 92 closed sales in Douglas County in October, which happens to be the lowest number of sales in October. I went back and looked at all the statistics all the way back to 2012 before I could find a month that was less than 92 sales. And that's just for October. There were less sales this January. There was only 86. But October tends to be a pretty high month. Just a couple years ago in October, we sold almost 200 for reference. So usually your closed sales in October are your sales that went pending in September and August. So that's a really hot time in the market. So it's a little bit strange to see us drop in the number of closings that quickly. So that's something to keep an eye on. But for reference, so last year we had, I believe, 116 closings. So it's not that much lower than last October. But so we're now over a year into being into the 7% interest rates. So last November, we had 92 sales, so it looks like we're hitting our slower period a little bit earlier this year.
So the interest rates probably are really contributing to this, right?
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely what is contributing to it, the 7.5%. And just so this is kind of crazy, I had so our viewers can, or listeners can know the difference in what rate does to your payment and how much you can buy. I had a client get approved. It's not very much at $200,000, but they're approved at $200,000. But the interest rates were 8.03 at that time. That was 2 weeks ago. The next week, the rates went down all the way down to 7.36. And then actually it was over a 2 week period, but his lender called and said, oh, he can do 230 now. Just in a 2 week period, he raises his buying power by $30,000 by doing nothing, just waiting for the rates to go up and down. And it's been a roller coaster, and you just got to keep an eye on those all the time because you never know. We believe we've topped out at 8%, and they should be stable in the low sevens, mid sevens for quite a while, at least through the winter.
Do you expect more from the Fed, or do you think they're going to hold off for a while?
I think they're going to hold off for a while. I mean, that's what most people think, and so I tend to go with the experts and look at the there's the probabilities. They don't meet again until December 13th, and the probability of them raising in the middle of December is, I can tell you exactly what it is. The probability of them raising is only 14%. So I'm going with that they're not going to raise the federal funds rate, and they'll kind of keep it where it's at for a while, especially because Aaron talked last week about some of the economic news. Jobs report was lower than expected. That's what made our rates go down. By the way, the Fed decided not to raise, like Aaron talked about last week, but also people bought more mortgage-backed securities, and that helped as well. But you'll see them, like today, they'll probably stay about where they're at. They're about 7.55. And I'm looking right now at the mortgage-backed securities and the 10-year treasury. And everything that's happening right now says we're going to stay right in the mid-sevens today.
What is the inventory looking like this time of year?
Inventory was one of the things I wanted to hit. It's interesting because we are up above 4 months of inventory for the first time since pre-COVID. But it doesn't seem like we have more houses, does it?
No, definitely but not.
The reason is the way that months of inventory is calculated, it's based on your closing. So you take your, well, and this is pretty easy math because we've been having right about 400 active houses, and then we had approximately 100 of them sold. So months of inventory is your total number of active houses divided by the number of homes sold. So 400 divided by 100 is 4. So that gives us 4 months of inventory. Because not very many of those properties sold, we know it was one of our lowest Octobers. So, you know, it was our lowest October since 2012. It's kind of a misnomer that our inventory is high. It's because if you look at the number of homes we have for sale today, 385. So that's actually lower. We've been running around the 400 mark for a couple months now. So it's actually, and it's typical, the inventory goes down in the winter because a lot of people don't want to list their house in the winter. Less people are looking and sales go down, prices go down. So even though it crept up to 4 months of inventory, don't be fooled by that number. Our actual number of houses is going down, and it's still pretty low.
Now we're seeing around here some buildings, some growth out in the Sutherland area. There are quite a few homes being presented as possibly being built in that area. That should help the shortage a bit.
I mean, I don't think it'll make a dent. We are so far behind on housing starts that we need like 10-15 of those subdivisions to come in to catch up, and that's not going to happen. We're going to be low on inventory for a long time. I don't know when we'll catch up. You know, nobody built a house from the last crash, 2008, to about 2014. So we had about 6 years of no building, except for personal people were building. And it's slowed down now again with this slowdown. And I mean, we are going to be low. This is why, one of the reasons why prices went up so much, you know, supply and demand, not enough buyers or too many buyers, not enough houses. And I'm a little afraid of what's going to happen when rates go down to our prices again, because they've been stable. We're actually down about 3% year over year on prices. But as soon as those rates go down and all these buyers flood the market again, we don't have enough houses. We need more subdivisions or more people building houses. And that could help stabilize those prices, but I don't see, you know, even if you put in 50 houses in the next month, it's not inventory.
Wow. Well, definitely, it's certainly a challenge here, which affects a lot of aspects to our economy. Do you see more people continuing to come in the area, though, trying to find a place?
Yeah, I mean, since the rates went down, we talk always about, as you were always curious about that number, I wrote it down. 30 out of the 92 sales were cash, so about 32%. So that's kind of been normal, like a typical month. But not, I don't see an increase in people coming here from other areas. It always seems to be about the same, and same number of people that are either upgrading. But most of the people that are buying now are cash, or they have to buy, or they have to sell. It's not a lot of people that are just it's a great time to buy, because it's not really, and it's a difficult time to buy. So, I think everybody's got their own individual reasons, but I believe that it's typical buyers, no influx of outside people coming in.
So how do people get a hold of you folks at Oregon Life Homes?
Oh, yeah, we are at 603 Southeast Jackson. We'll be there during the Veterans Day Parade tomorrow, handing out coffee and hot chocolate and flags.
All right, Shane Mast, Oregon Life Homes, thanks for being on.
Yep, thank you.